welcome to another edition of the Why Pod, where we highlight everyday Wyoming leaders. This episode features a conversation with two people. Boone Donnelly is the founder of Buck Off Bullying. At the time of this recording, he's 9 years old. Boone and his mom, Lauren, talk about what Buck Off Bullying is meant to accomplish, how the program's been received so far, and what the experience has been like. Hope you enjoy listening as much as we enjoyed recording it. Here we go with Boone and Lauren Donnelly.
My name is Boone, and I started Buck Off Bullying because I had a real bad experience at school with kids bullying me.
And since the program, we talked about a variety of things that you're kind of excited about.
Yeah.
One of those was being involved with rodeo folks.
Yeah, and getting a buck and dummy for kids to try out.
So what is a buck and dummy for people who don't know?
It's like a mechanical machine with stuff on it, and you like try and make them go down on it.
And in order to get that, you guys are part of a contest right now?
Yep, for $1,500. And then at the fairgrounds and stuff, we'll take it out and set it all up and get them all good.
One of the other things you said you were excited about, speaking about the rodeo, you got to meet some folks involved with the rodeo through this?
Yeah, at the PBR, we actually got to go to the locker room and see them all. And all of them said, like, 11, 12, 13. I was like, 9. And all of them were shocked. My dad's 6'6", so I'm used to it.
And so what was it like for you meeting those guys? What were they like?
Well, they're actually quite fun. I've only gotten to be at a one PBR here in Wyoming, and it was pretty much fun going to another. And a bull nearly shot slobber and mud at us. It would have been fun getting mud on me.
So anything else you're really excited about with the program?
Well, maybe getting some hats, finally getting got our shirts in.
Anything else you'd want to tell folks about the program?
Just don't be mean to other kids and don't bully. We had a 17, 19, 11-year-old that wanted to hurt herself real bad because she was getting bullied and nobody really wanted to help her. But luckily we found out and we check on her every few weeks and see how she's doing. That's been getting better and better.
It's really cool you did this program. Good for you, bro.
Switching gears just a little bit, you're Boone's mom.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of questions come to mind as far as everything you guys have been through. Before talking about the program at all, people who are listening, they haven't gotten to meet Boone. If you could tell folks a little bit, what's he like?
Boone, he's 9. He'll be 10 in April, but he is 5 feet tall. So he is very much, he sticks out. And that can, I think, sometimes lead to some of the bullying because once kids figure out they can push around the biggest kid on the playground and he's not going to fight back, it kind of leads to a little more hostility from other kids that want to feel like they're in control. But he's just very much, I call him a goofball all the time. He's just very silly. There's not a trace of self-consciousness anywhere in him. He's very, very outgoing. He's a really kind kid, which is something that I'm really proud of. Is people can tell you a lot of things about your kid, but the one that I think will always make a parent the most proud is he's just such a nice kid, or he's so kind to his peers. He got an award at school, quarterly award at school a few weeks ago, and it was for taking the high road. And I said, if he's going to get academic awards, any of that, but to see him get an award for saying that he treats his peers well and always does the right thing and acts with integrity, that's cool to me. But he's very much your typical boy, very rough and tumble, very silly, but he has a heart of service that a lot of kids his age don't have, whether it's at school or 4-H or with his program. He always wants to help somebody, and that's one of my favorite traits about him, and the fact that he will just do or say whatever pops into his head. He's kind of a loose cannon in a lot of ways, but it's all well-intentioned.
For you as a parent, when you say he's a bit of a loose cannon, he can go a lot of directions, what's it like hearing him be interviewed, not knowing how he's going to reply, not knowing what he's going to say.
It's always a little edge of your seat thing. I never know what direction he's going to veer off in. He's into a lot of different things, and he's into a lot of kind of quirky things. He's a very much a quirky kind of personality, which is something else that I think leads kids to kind of pick on him a little. And he's unabashedly quirky. He's not a kid that tries to kind of cover up his weird. He just lets it fly for everybody. But I'm always kind of watching him and wondering, what is he going to say? And he, as your typical kid, sometimes he only remembers part of a story or the way he interprets it through his eyes. I'm like, what are you even talking about right now? So it's fun to watch him do it, but at the same time, I'm always like, please don't say something completely off the rails.
There was a story that he referenced as an example of a young girl who had run into some challenges and had reached out to you guys. Could you talk a little bit more about that story? Because he shared a few of the details, but not as much as you had told me.
Yeah, she's, I think she's a junior in high school now. I don't know her real name. I don't know where she lives. She had reached out to us over our Instagram direct messages and said, I saw what you're doing and I think it's really cool. I wish somebody in my school would do something like this, because she's been dealing with just horrible verbal bullying, especially for a really long time. And she doesn't have an administrator that's willing to help. She doesn't have a teacher that's willing to back her up, which we got really fortunate in our situation that we do have an administrator that stepped in and said, you know what, this isn't okay. And even to the point of having a discussion with the teacher where some things that had happened should never have been allowed to go unchecked. And a lot of kids don't have that. There's a very much a culture of, it's not really our problem, or kind of kowtowing to the bully. A lot of rules are written to benefit the bully. And so she was in a situation where her back was kind of the wall. She didn't feel like she had anybody. There were kids literally telling her, go kill yourself. The world will be better without you. Everybody hates you. Nobody cares about you. And like, I don't fathom how somebody can say that to another person to begin with. But then to not have an adult that's willing to step in and say, this isn't okay. And she said, you know, there's days I just want to end it all. There's no point. And we were able to kind of point her in the direction of some people that she could talk to and help out with that. And I've said that if nothing else comes out of this entire journey and process, that one girl is enough, because somebody's baby, they're not having to bury their child because they have nowhere else to turn to, because they know that they have somebody to reach out to. And we check on her every few weeks, just send her a message, hey, what's going on, you know? And it's gotten a lot better. She's learning to kind of take a stand for herself, which is something that a lot of kids that are bullied don't do. But when you do, a lot of times the bully's going to back off and say, oh, well, it's not worth it, because bullies thrive on power. That's the biggest thing. And once they don't have that power over you, there's nothing left there for them to even bother with.
Power dynamics bring to mind a different question in terms of Boone's reaction and your reaction to how he dealt with it, because he was going through a challenging situation lots of kids deal with, but it turned into this program. And now he's not only started this program, but he's getting national attention. So what listeners may not know is Boone also dresses in ranch wear, cowboy wear,
every day.
Rodeo. Yep. All the way, unless, yes. Except on track day.
Except on track day. Every day of the year, you're going to find him in a button-down shirt and jeans and boots, belt, hat, just the whole nine yards, almost every day of the year.
And you said recently he was interviewed for a Western Wear magazine?
Country Extra magazine did a bit on it. He was the hero of the week with Kix Brooks on the American Country Countdown. Kix Brooks is the other half of Brooks and Dunn, which is a pretty cool thing. I'm a music fiend, so hearing Kix Brooks say my son's name was just mind-boggling to me. Chancey Williams and the Younger Brothers Band have been amazing supporters of it, and they've been phenomenal about saying, you know, hey, look what this kid from Wyoming's doing, and just the community in general has rallied around it. But the rodeo community is so far-reaching. I don't think people realize there's a lot of the best bull riders in the world come from east of the Mississippi, And a lot of people think, like, oh, it's all Wyoming, Montana, and Texas and stuff. But we've sent stickers to 37 states and 5 countries. And we started in June. So it's gone very far, very fast. And it's been neat to watch that. And he kind of just powers the whole thing with his personality and mom hustle.
It's a powerful combination.
Yes, very, very much.
Speaking of the rodeo community, they've been very supportive of what you were doing. And if you could talk a little bit about the event that he was invited to go to and the locker room experience.
He was invited to the PBR event, which is, there's several levels of the professional bull riders. This is one of their main touring events where the top 45 guys in the world go. And he was invited to the event in Nampa, Idaho, and got seats that were literally 3 rows from the chutes. We were sitting with some of the riders' wives. That they were just wonderful. They wanted to talk about it, and they were pointing him out to other people. And Cody Nance took him back to the locker room. And this was a week out from the World Finals, and the guys, the main prize there is $1 million. They're riding for a lot at that point, and the best bull riders in the world took time to stop what they were doing and listen to this kid they'd never met and listen to his story. And they were very present, which was cool because they, you know, in a lot of situations, they could have kind of had one ear to him, like, oh yeah, that's cool, and gone on about what they were doing. They sat down and they dropped what they were doing in the locker room and sat down and talked to him. And a lot of them said that they were bullied as kids. And when you have big, tough bull riders, it's one of the most macho sports in the world. When you have these big bulletproof guys say, you know what, I was bullied, I think that opens the door for a lot of other kids or a lot of other people that have been bullied to see you can still be super tough and have gone through these experiences and be very successful.
Speaking of experiences, there was what happened to Boone, there's what you guys launched, there's now where you guys are at. For you as a parent, what's that like?
It's been a crazy ride to watch it because we started out, we ordered some stickers and said, let's get them on some bull riders and bronc riders vests and stuff, get them on some trailers and just as a reminder to be kind to other people. And within 2 weeks, it had taken off where we were getting requests from all the way across the country, like, can we get stickers? Can we get stickers? And do you have shirts? Do you have hats? Do you have, well, what can we get? And we just decided, well, let's take it and run with it, I guess. So we've gotten to do some neat things. We had our toy drive and our coat drive that took care of almost 200 kids in our community for Christmas. And he's gotten to do some really neat interviews, stuff like this, that just spreads that message even farther. And to have him be only 9, somebody at school told him, you're a celebrity. And he's a good spokesperson for it because he's not shy. He will talk to anyone about anything. And watching him get to do some neat things like the PBR and some girls in Gillette put on a fashion show to benefit Buck Off Bowling, and he went and spoke at that. And watching him do things that a lot of adults never do or that would have a lot of adults kind of shaking in their boots and do them without a hint of being afraid or anything, it's cool to watch. And I always say that kid's going to take over the world one day.
It may not be something other people have told you, but as proud as you are of what Boone's doing, it's also, you mentioned mom hustle earlier. It's pretty remarkable that you supported him in all the stuff he's doing.
We just wanted to take a really negative experience that could be something that becomes defining for a kid, because a lot of kids that are bullied, they grow into adults that have a lot of long-lasting issues from that. And I just wanted to turn it into something positive. If, you know, to start off just with my own child, because, you know, he is my first responsibility. And now it's really cool to be able to help out a lot of other people. But it just started out as kind of that need to make him feel like you didn't do anything wrong. That's somebody else's problem that is being the bully. And, you know, that's their issue. And I didn't want it to become an issue with him and something that followed him throughout his life, because there's a lot of self-harm and a lot of harming others stems from being bullied. I just wanted to make something positive out of it. Somebody the other day told me that I'm the Kris Jenner to his Kim Kardashian, and I was like, well, I don't know whether to be offended or flattered by that. So It's you know, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of hustle, but it's 100% worth it because it's something that is impacting people. And I never in a million years would have ever thought that I'd be doing something like this, running any kind of program. And we're very much learning as we go. It's, you know, baby steps and kind of flying by the seat of our pants most of the time. But it's been really neat to be able to support him in it and then also learn a lot of new things myself.
If people wanted to learn more, we're going to include them in the notes, but there are a few ways that people can get in touch with you.
We're on Instagram. It's just at BuckOffBullying. We work on staying really on top of our direct messages, and then we also have an email address that people can reach out to us.
Thanks for doing everything you guys are doing, and thanks for doing the interview today.
Yeah, we had fun. We enjoy it.
Welcome to another edition of the Why Pod, where we highlight everyday Wyoming leaders. This episode features a conversation with two people. Boone Donnelly is the founder of Buck Off Bullying. At the time of this recording, he's 9 years old. Boone and his mom, Lauren, talk about what Buck Off Bullying is meant to accomplish, how the program's been received so far, and what the experience has been like. Hope you enjoy listening as much as we enjoyed recording it. Here we go with Boone and Lauren Donnelly.